Today is Sunday. Sunday. Day of Father Sun. He is shining in the front of us because he is now approaching sunset, and we're talking about how beautiful he is.
That because everything revolves around the sun. So, who knew that the 3-6-9 rule would be in nature, the cycles of nature, within one cycle, 3 cycles within a year, and in making bread, leaven. And I was like, Jesus was so brilliant. The guy learned how to cook. His mother taught him how to make bread. So he started with the starter, of course, and that's called leaven. And so you start a starter and you...
Like one-on-one, like two people.
Yeah. And then it's one-on-one. And then those two, they cultivate love together. So they make a product or sing a song. And that's called love because they spend time generating something that created something beautiful to share with others.
Like this record.
Mm-hmm. And so, you know, when Jesus went and had so much bread in his basket to feed a whole community, well, it's because he had enough leaven. Probably had about 10 jars hanging out there, you know, with leaven in there. And when they were milling a wheat, you see, that's what happened, was that the wheat stayed and became leaven. Because the sun is what creates volume. It's amazing, makes things ferment. And so through fermentation, Jesus could make enough bread to feed everybody. And he was super smart because what he did was then he laid it out really thin and the sun dried it and made it into crackers, which could last forever. And if you did want them hydrated again, you would just add a little bit of water and the sun would create more leaven because it would ferment, and you could make it from dried crackers. So this way you could have yeast for your entire life as long as you had sun. And so the 3-6-9 rule is beautiful because you always leave something for yourself, 1/3. And so I couldn't get that rule here in the in Colombia, because people would roll a rojito, and then they would roll one for themselves and then give me the rest. And I would say, like, excuse me, but don't you think you should ask me? But it's customary here, I was told.
The one who rolls keep wood.
The one who gives the leaven is the one who needs to take his serve. So it is acting on behalf of a mother. Yes, my son, I will roll you that because you are not of age to roll yet. And your fingers are not as good as mine yet. You're still learning. But yes, I will roll you one, and I will keep one for myself too. So, you see, first the mother would show how to preserve a little for yourself. Like my mom said, do not give away all of your clothes and everything. Why do you give everything you own away? Someone says, I like that. And you go, yeah, sure, you can take that. She was like, you'll be left without underwear. And that's exactly that. If you don't have some lemon to ferment, which is citric acid, which I would say is urine.
Wait, I was in the no underwear?
Well, the thing is, if you give away your underwear, it means you're totally now barren. You're naked, right? Which means that, yeah,
but
give away...
I thought it was like a message of...
It's
counters.
It's like the same thing as someone says, I'll give you the shirt off my back. But this is the opposite. The shirt off your back is fine as long as you've got underwear. Because you're semi-naked. And now, you know, you haven't really committed any, you know, indecencies. But anyway, it's leaven. And that's how he was able to create a magic trick, because he was a magician. He worked out how to make volume threefold just by watching nature and the cycles of the sun, the moon, and of course the roosters that keep us all on track.
So three words in the title is good.
Yeah.
Mooney mastermind.
Exactly. Mooney's a mastermind. And so the other story is, and these are all stories of Pachamama. They were just brilliant Gnostic writers for that time because they believed that they fitted into God's laws, which were the virtues and the commandments. And these were basically what students believed that they could command in the forces. But not everybody can do that. You know, they create some trouble out there or have an argument. But the commanding of, you know, a word, your projection. And so when we part the seas, it means that we have separated our left and right brains, right? Moses parted the seas to show that the waves were coming in and out simultaneously at the same time, that there were two forces working together as one to create a whirlwind. And so he could tell you that water could be divided and 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 divided forever and then brought back together as a whole, which is true. I can pour it into a cup and then I can pour it back from the cup into my container. I divided it and then I mixed it again. And so the water, it cuts. Or it does, because if you're a surfer or you've been out there, it can cut, and especially from the wind. It comes off as air, watery air, and cuts you. And so water is chopping things up in there, you know, in a washing machine cycle. And so nature has to feed everybody. And that includes water. It will wash up fish and stuff that have entered their cycle. All the ones who just couldn't make it get washed up. And then the birds get to eat it, and the crabs, and humans get to catch it and take it home and scale it and cook it. And it's all free food, you see, as long as you understand the cycles. And you can just wait, just like you wait for a coconut to drop out of a tree. Same thing, if you know the cycle of the coconut, you won't be standing there at the beginning of the cycle waiting for 3 months. You'll be knowing exactly that there are three cycles. Oh, I'll go get some seeds for cycle one. And then I can go get some medium ones, which are green, so I can make a good papaya salad. And then the third ones I can eat, and I can also give to others to enjoy. So we wait for the cycles because Mother Nature is finishing one to give you another. But if we have a baby that is from water, and then all of a sudden you slice the stomach and you just pull this baby out, it must, you know, shit its pants, because the program says out of water, from a luge onto land, like a cyclonaut landing from a tube, that the child has a journey through, you know, the canal of birthing itself. Otherwise there's too many scary kids running around in fear because they fear for their life, because they weren't able to switch on those senses that we are immortal and we are birthing ourselves. But instead, some Dr. Frankenstein puts his hands into some woman's. Yeah, man. Pulls a baby out with blood everywhere. Boom, boom, boom. My heart's beating. I was like, wow. And all these beep, 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 beep. Distress, distress. Give her a tranquilizer. Or you go to the shamans with beautiful midwives, family people, and you're in a cave, a maloka. And downstairs, all the drummers and outside men drumming, chanting, singing as the women are there preparing the waters and bathing her and massaging her and singing and waiting. And this process of men and women birthing the child together with the mother who's birthing the child, with the child who's being birthed at the same time. So you've got this mother, father, the mother herself birthing the child, working. So four generations in one to create this new thread of life. That's the 369 rule, as everybody is always from that one leaven, the one starter called humanity. It's like Leonardo da Vinci, and he put 7 colors on his palette and took a white canvas. Well, black, and then painted it white. And then added a stroke by stroke, and that's it. And then mixed and mixed and mixed, and all these colors started coming out, layer upon layer upon layer upon layer. And then you realize there were dimensions, so they call them first dimension, second dimension, 3 dimension, 4 dimension. Now you're 5th, now you're quantum, 6, 7. No, yeah. What's the Aquarian dimension? It's the 5th dimension. But what is the 5th dimension? So it's a 5-pointed star. So basically it says that we finished building a world, a temple of ourselves, a body, a structure. And now this temple, body, structure, skeletal structure called bones, matter, the spirit is going to be housed. See, it's the same thread. So now we've basically allowed ourselves to incubate. We've incubated everything for these last 26,000 years of storytelling of our ancestors passing on information, because we can see that in nature what we've created. And so now we are going into another thread of 26,000 years that we're actually building all new family trees. It's a new program. Which means that in the end, the program, there is no dualism. Because when you've made it back to love, you never flip back and forth. That's the devil's play. That's where you can't control yourself, the tiger, the lion, whatever is in you, fighting you inside. You're having a bad day and you can't tell anybody, but inside, everybody knows anyway. And they say, hey, what's wrong? Nothing. Nothing wrong. Just wrestling my beast inside. But can't tell you. What do you mean something wrong with me? What? Don't I look happy? Why? Why are you accusing me of not looking happy? I'm happy. Sound familiar? It's like a parent who comes up to a child and says, hey, Johnny, go clean up your room. Mom, I'm not lazy. I didn't do anything. I didn't. No, Johnny, it's time just to clean up your room, dude. No, no, and yeah, it's like defenses. So when we're talking, then we must weave the 369 rule too, because 3-6 is together. It's what we call our respiration, which is circular breath, because we already knew how to do that when we're in the womb, in water. That's what we were doing, circular breath. And so if it's 3-6 already, that means 9 is, what are we inhaling, exhaling, and then inhaling again? It's our creation. So it is the power of 3. It is simultaneously at the same time that you must think and act, which means that you must notice your outside surroundings are playing its own tape to your inner surroundings, but they're crossing over on the same thread. Do to get when you get to that stage of manifestation, which is what it is that you are conscious that you're actually manifesting every second. So when you do know that you're controlling it all, and you're not really controlling it because the tape externally is going to run itself anyway, and you cannot pause and stop it. What you can is how your tape runs, you can pause and stop and reverse and do whatever on that tape, but it will always leave an imprint of the tape that was played. It will always be recorded. You just gotta be able to use frequencies to be able to hear them at different levels. And that takes, you know, the five body, which is the five dimensions of perfection, which is my hearing can hear at 100,000 million decibels of ranges, and my fingers can feel, and my stomach and my senses everywhere can feel and understand and translate everything. Instead of saying, "What do you mean?" or "I don't understand you," your vehicle is totally tuned. And then after that is a really orchestrating your dream, is watching it unfold and then being on the journey in a conscious way where you are actually really a part of the plot this time. It's like, imagine if you're, you know, you're an actor in a movie and you don't know you're acting. And you're like, but we're going to tell you now, hey, you've got a position. You are now an actor of your own movie. So you're going to change that just because, okay, you've given me the power now to be the actor of my own movie. I can do a beautiful production from that. So the inner child is not complete until the mother father have sex 3, and then they have sex together 6, and then you complete 9. So that's why the nodes of light is really important, because it reconnects you to the field of holy matrimony, which is the point of conception when the two beings, doesn't matter about their history or their story or why they are together at that point in time consummating their love, it's that it was pure divine love that in was a spark in that time when you were conceived. It's a spark of light. So when we remember that, okay, my father and mother are divorced or they were fighting or whatever, if I remember that in that moment of time that I was conceived, that it was a gift from God. It was the spark of the divine light. And that's the nodes of light.
Amazing. It's a beautiful message.
Yeah, that's a 369 rule. That's a lot of translations, you know. You got anything to say? Add to the equation? Okay, translation.
Kurai avutai.
It's the Kambod song.
Kurai taitakon. Kurai norande. Kurai norande. Kurai natato. Kurai taitato.
Ikanai pawane. Pawane. Ikanaki pawane, 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 kurai norande, kurai norande, kurai tatabuto, kurai tatabuto. Kurai norande, kurai norande, kurai tatabuto, kurai tatabuto.
Asata magita sa inyo.
Ikamare pawane, pawane, ikamare pawane, pawane, pawane. Kurai norande,
PurchaseYou.com.